Josh Haberle is running for position 5 on the Soyuz Law School Board, and new to the school board, right? You've not done this before.
Yeah, this will be the first time for me.
All right. Well, give me a little bit about your background. Obviously, you're a business owner in town, for one. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, so a local painting company. I started in 2006. I got my license. I was painting with Phelps Painting before that, and kind of ventured out on my own and just kind of snowballed from there. I have several employees and a lot of roots in the community because of that. I've been painting around here for, close to almost 20 years now.
Do you have kids in the school system?
I do. I have two children. My daughter's an eighth grader, and then my son is in the sped room in the elementary. He would be third, fourth grade.
Is that sort of what prompted you to make a run at the school board?
Yes. Yeah, that's the main primary reason. I mean, I'm a father of children that are in the district, and I want to kind of have a voice for parents and a representative, that kind of looks at their needs and comes from my perspective as a parent. And gives transparency to what's going on in the school board so they can have input.
One of the things I've been hearing from other candidates is they want to see increased communication between the community, the families, and the school board. Do you feel the same way?
Yes, that's exactly one of the reasons why I chose to run is I think we need to have a little more communication, dialogue, input from parents, that the school board can get and to use that to make decisions for the district locally, because, they get a lot of their P's and Q's from Salem, from, the ODE, and I know they have to set an agenda for the state, but it'd be nice if we can have our own local voice too for our community, because every community has different needs and aspects to it.
Right. A rural school is often so different because of the makeup of the people that are at that school versus a city school where it's much more diverse, much more going on there.
Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
I've been following the school board meetings and that. Do you feel like, as having been a parent, disenfranchised from what's been going on at the school, or are you just wanting to kind of get in there and make sure that some positive things happen moving forward?
I would look more as the positive. I don't want to dwell in the past, and I don't like to get into the politics of the school board. I know that they're going to be there because that's a part of what goes on to a certain degree. But I'd like to get beyond that and just make it about the education of children, and what their experience is, and get away from the divisiveness. I really would like to see a better environment there. So.
How difficult is it to separate, maybe personal feelings from the work at hand? Because obviously, like you said, there are some restrictions that ODE has put upon schools, certain things they have to do, and kind of limited that autonomy that schools have, even in a rural setting.
And that's true. And we'll have to work within that guideline that we get. But there's still things that we can look at to have some independence, I feel like. And, from what I've seen, there are ways that we can make our own decisions. So.
How much research or study have you done into things like the budget, wanting to build a new school, wanting to kind of get that situated? Have you been kind of getting yourself involved in stuff like that?
Yeah, I have. I've read up on the ESSA funds from the COVID money, and I looked over kind of what happened at the last budget meeting they had a week or so ago. And yeah, the new school situation is definitely a need. I went to school there, and that was 23 years ago when I graduated. So, and I know, and it was
not
dated.
A whole lot's changed.
Right. It's dated. And when we went through there for the freshman orientation for my daughter, I could see that, it's shown its age. So there's definitely a need for that.
And of course, one of the big things is how do you pay for
the funding?
Yeah. Yes. And folks are kind of, do they need a new plan? Is that what needs to happen, or do you not know that yet?
That, you know, I have to, if elected, I would just have to look at where we're at on that, because I don't know the ins and outs currently of where the board's at with that. So I couldn't speak directly to that, but it sounds like we probably need to come with a new approach, at least to try to inform the community about what the needs are for a new high school.
I was going to say, your term is going to be a 4-year term. It's probably likely to come up again in the next 4 years. So it'll be something that you might have a personal investment in.
Yes.
And plus with, you know, your daughter will be a freshman next year.
Yeah, she'll be going into it.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Yeah, and with my son, you know, on the way
eventually,
as well.
Yeah.
Eventually, so yeah.
All right. What do you want people to know about you to encourage them to vote for you?
Well, just that I'll be, you know, open to, you know, hearing questions and input from parents, and try to be available for that. If I were to be on the board, I would try to make sure that I would be accessible to answer any concerns parents have, and like I said, to have an open, transparent experience for them.
One thing I asked other candidates was that, with the idea of increasing the communication, there's a certain amount of restrictions, whether it's time, whether it's rules, to happen during a school board meeting. Do you see maybe providing opportunities for families outside of those meetings so that you can sort of have a succinct voice when you come into a meeting?
You know, that's a really good idea. I haven't heard anybody say that. And I think I was just watching last night some of the last meeting, and I did feel like there was a parent who had an issue for their child with the SPED program and the money spent. And he was trying to get through his point, and I felt like he didn't have enough time even to get through everything he wanted to say. And I understand there's limitations with how much time. So that would be something that might be nice, where there could be a way for a parent to come and have their opinions and concerns voiced that wouldn't be constricted by the time that we have at the board meetings.
Would you be open to listening to parents outside of the school board setting?
Oh, yes, absolutely. I'm you know, I'm around in the community. I'd be always approachable for that.
All right. Josh Haberle's running for CSO School Board. Good luck. And
thank you, George.
All right.
Appreciate it.
We'll be back in the next hour after news with more Our Town from the school board candidates.